Thank you, Jesus. All right, tonight we're going to continue our study on hearing God's voice. So if you look up your open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 17 to begin with. Luke 17. Thank you, Jesse. Verse 21. Amen. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now, this is Jesus speaking. And if you look with me in Romans 14:17, this is where we're going tonight. The kingdom of God is within me. Amen. And the Apostle Paul says in verse number 17, for the kingdom of God is not in meat nor drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And first thing we want to look at is the righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 5, before we get into the righteousness here, verse 21, he says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And when I was at the park running in the ice and the snow, the Lord dropped this song in my heart, and Jackie's going to play this song, and you can sing with it if you want, but this is the song that he dropped in my heart about the righteousness that we have in him. Amen?
He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Redeemer, Emmanuel. blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah.
So tonight, as we continue, we're going to look at, I'll let Jackie get back to the page. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We're looking at the righteousness. First, we're going to look at the love. Look at me on Psalms 45. Psalms 45. How many is grateful for God's love?
Amen.
Man, I'm just so grateful. I've got a grateful heart. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I've been reading and studying in God's word, and I've been going through some things, and others are going through some things. And then I read what Jesus went through, and then I read what the apostles went through, and truthfully, I'm not going through nothing.
Yes.
Hello? 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 Sometimes we measure what we're going through, and the devil makes it so big, but it really isn't as big as it seems. Amen. And God wants you to know that you're his righteousness in Christ Jesus, and God loves you and has a plan and a purpose for you. Amen. So he says in Psalms 45, 7, thy throne, O God, verse number 6, is forever and ever a scepter of thy kingdom and the right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God thy God have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Amen. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. You know, so we're looking at that when I recognize that Jesus, look at this for a moment. Jesus was God-man. And he went to the cross and died so you and I could be God-man. Hello? So the same things Jesus did, you and I can do.
Amen.
Jesus was without sin. Why? Because he believed the Father at his word. He believed God at his word. And when we believe God at his word, we don't give in to the lies of the adversary. God, is this what you have for me? And he says, no, son, that's not what I have for you. I have this for you.
Yeah.
And then I say, well, devil, you're a liar. Get behind me. Amen. I'm going to cast down every imagination and exalt of itself above the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we're walking in his love. And when you're walking in his love, this is the lasting love, the lasting of it. And in Isaiah 59. Verse number 16. The prophet Isaiah says it like this. He says, and he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and the helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Amen? In other words, we've got the armor of God. Amen? We've got the armor of God. And you know what? There's any soldier that goes out to battle doesn't go out to battle without putting on his armor. So you know what you need to do? As children of God, you got to pray on your armor when you first get out of bed. Don't put it off too later, because something else will come in between that. Something else will steal that time. Something will come. And I assure you, it will come. Amen. The devil will use anything he can to keep you from being armored, because if you don't have the armor, he can get in and hurt you. But when we have the shield of faith, we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if we're looking at this, this is an early thing that we do. First thing when we get up. Amen. We're not waiting to later. Well, Pastor, my study isn't until a few hours after I wake up. Well, the devil's going to beat you up for the first 3 hours, and then you're going to have to overcome the first 3 hours of the day. And by the time you overcome the first 3 hours of the day, you can't enjoy any of the other day, because you spent the rest of all the day trying to overcome you that time in that 3 hours. Are you listening to what God's saying? Amen. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He didn't say seek me second or third or fourth or when you have an opportunity. Amen. He said seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. And then all these things will be added unto you. And I was, you know, one of my favorite scriptures, y'all know if you know me, is Hosea 10:12. Because what I'm doing is I'm sowing to myself Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hosea chapter 10. Verse number 12. He said, what are we doing? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. For it's time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. You know, when I'm looking at this, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, or it's not in the natural. But it's in righteousness and peace. We have the righteousness, but we also have the right mind. The right mind. How many know that the mind itself is the biggest battlefield? So in my mind, I've got to learn to rest. Let me say something to you. The adversary wants to steal your rest, to make you think that you could do something about the things you don't have any control over, or the things you can't do, handle, and you can't do on your own. And you spend all that time thinking about those things that you can't do anything about anyway. So the Lord says, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. He says in Psalms 4, verse number 6. He says, there be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Say to yourself right now, I will lay me down and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Amen. What does he want to steal? Our peace. How does he steal our peace? By stealing our rest. By stealing our sleep. Amen. He just reminds us again that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Here's what the Lord wants to say tonight. He wants you to hear this. If you could change the circumstance, I would have you change the circumstance. So release the circumstance to me, and I will make the change. A circumstance, most of the time, is the circle that we're standing in. The circle that we're standing in, circumstance. Amen. So he is saying to us, cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And it calls for total trust. Amen? What is faith? Faith is the substance of the things we're hoping for, the evidence of things we're not seeing. Then we say, well, Lord, I don't see it. Well, did I not say it? And if I said it, will I not do it? Trust me. Trust me. Amen? In other words, we had to put on the right mind. Remember, whose mind do you have? We have the mind of Christ. What would Christ do? Right? What did Jesus do? He gave it to the Father. He didn't carry it. If Jesus himself didn't carry it, what makes us think that we can? Hallelujah. He says in the realm in Romans chapter 8, hallelujah. Romans 8, verse number 6. The Apostle Paul reminds us. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. What are you looking for, Dustin? Your paper's up here beside your seat with your glasses. Just where you left it. Isn't it amazing? Hallelujah. So, in other words, and when we return it to him and trust the Lord, then all of a sudden we can start producing fruits, because the fruit we're producing is rotten fruit. Where we're not wrestling with the right mind of Christ. Amen. Have you ever gone into a house and they have this basket of fruit and it's all artificial? It's fake. You ever try to bite into those things? As a kid, I know I did. I thought they were good. And that's what happens when our fruit is carnal fruit and not spiritual fruit. It's like that artificial fruit. It looks pretty sometimes, but it ain't good for nothing. Huh? It kind of collects dust. Amen. So he says, you know, he says that remember the righteous, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace, the right mind. And thirdly, I have in the rejoicing. Oh, wait a minute. I haven't gone to the Galatians 5 yet. Don't let Carl get a hold of himself. Where you been, man? I've been out the water trough. Hallelujah. He reminds us the fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. In other words, what he is saying here is, hey, when we have the right mind, we're filled with the joy of the Holy Ghost, man. Amen? I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Amen? Man, you have snow that comes on the ground, and the Lord just paves and makes a way in the park for me to run. My track's open and stuff. Amen. The squirrels are getting saved over there, the birds. And amen. It's my harvest field. So the rejoicing and the blessing in Isaiah 61. Hear what the Lord's saying. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't know about you, but I don't want anything to steal my joy. Amen. I don't want to give the adversary any room to steal my joy. Amen. Because when Jesus went to the cross, he went to the cross so you and I could be joyful. So that we could be filled with joy. How are we filled with joy? Because no matter what we're facing, the battle does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. He says, don't try to fight the battle in your own strength. Trust me, because my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've learned to be a needy man. I need more of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Treasure hunting. Hallelujah. Love you. What's your name again? Lily. She's the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. Yeah, she says, please ask her to stop. So we're looking at verse number 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Amen. That the world isn't looking for a bunch of sad sacks. Amen. Hey, you know what the world is looking for? They're looking for a party. And I think we can have a Holy Ghost party. Hallelujah. I think we can have a Holy Ghost hoedown in the house, right? Come on. Can we get excited about the God we serve? Come on. Can we get excited about him? Can we give him a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. There's benefits. The benefits. Jeremiah 15. The prophet Jeremiah said it like this in verse 16. He said, thy words were found and I did eat them. In other words, he just didn't look at them. He swallowed them so they would have an effect on his body. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Look at the one next to you and say, God has called you. Give him a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
God has called you. Give him a shout of praise. Woo-hoo. You can do better than that. Act like you yell at the children. You don't yell at the children, do you? You got a good look? Huh? Hallelujah. We're looking at the boldness in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. The boldness. Hallelujah. Verse number 4. The Apostle Paul says this to the church of Corinth. He says, great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all of our tribulation. In other words, he had to come to revelation of his relationship to be joyful even in the midst of tribulation.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Knowing that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And God isn't going to let you go through anything that isn't for your benefit and for the benefit of others. Amen. Amen. And Paul had revelation of that. Then he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth from out of them all. Amen. Paul would stand up and say, hey, I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, God says, are you persuaded? Are you persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. We get revelation of that. Guess what we start doing? We start kicking some devil butt. We don't give in to his ploys. We don't give in to his plans. We stand fast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. So what the Lord says to us, this is our prayer tonight in Jude, verse number 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Yeah. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. He says that we have the righteousness of Christ, which gives us the right mind so that we may be rejoicing. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful for God's word, because no matter what I go through, when I look in his word, he has the answer for me. Amen. 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 Let's all just stand and just thank God for his word tonight. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, that you sent your word here tonight to minister to our hearts and lives. Father God, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in the room. Father God, I thank you for the plans that you have for them, for good and not for evil, to give them hope and an expected end, Father God. So, Father God, whatever we may be facing individually, Father God, right now we release the battle to you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you're always there. You're as close as the call of your name. And we call on you tonight, Lord, and give you praise and glory for all you've done. When you said on the cross of Calvary, it was finished, it was done, it was complete. Help us, by revelation of your word, step into that fullness, Father God. Step into the victory that's been purchased for us, Father God. And may we not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, may we acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. So, Lord, I thank you for each and every one. I pray a supernatural blessing upon them, upon their households, upon their workplaces. Father God, may your favor shine upon their lives in a supernatural way, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Love